primarily a request for additional information. Perhaps that can clarify to some degree some of the matters that we have under our consideration. First, the budget allocated to CONADE. One of the delegation members expressed quite clearly what the functions are, the legal framework is that governs their work, how the autonomy of the body is ensured, referring to its legal framework, etc. But part of what we had asked had not, I do not think, was addressed. Specifically, there's the issue of the budget management or oversight is currently being managed by the Secretariat of Finance and not CONADE itself. That could be an obstacle or a problem when it comes to CONADE acting with a more full autonomy. I would ask if you could complement the information provided, and if I have accurately expressed the situation, why is it that the Secretary of Finance manages the budget earmarked for CONADE? Now, as regards compliance with recommendations of the Truth and Reconciliation and Memory Commission, members of the delegation referred to this topic, and they mentioned a proposal. I apologize because I wasn't in a position to take a note specifically of the response, but there's a proposal to create a court, and that court would specifically address, as I understand it, those situations that arise from the work done by the Truth, Reconciliation, and Memory Commission. So I just wasn't clear on what that court would do. I thought it was an interesting initiative. I would just like to know more about it. Now, victim reparations in the face of serious human rights violations that have taken place in the recent past, I would ask the following. The head of delegation herself has explained to us that there are social programs for care of the martyrs of the Honduran resistance. There are numerous reparation efforts underway within the program that she mentioned. Perhaps it'd be helpful to have additional information on those, orally or otherwise in written form. Perhaps you could provide additional information on, first, what those reparations entail. Perhaps you could provide statistical data on the families that have benefited from this redress, from that program. Now, the situation of serious human rights violations committed as a result of the post-electoral crisis of 2017, I don't think I heard information on the reparations that are to be offered for the victims of those events. Those would be my follow-up questions for now. I thank you kindly, Madam Chair. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Quesada. Thank you for the clarification, or the request for clarifications. We'll now hear from Madam Surlan. The floor is yours.
Thank you.